I'm Nicole Libous. U.S. President Donald Trump assailed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi Sunday for rejecting what he's calling a compromise to end the record 30-day partial government shutdown with $5.7 billion for his barrier along the U.S.-Mexican border and 3 years of protection against deportation for hundreds of thousands of immigrants. Mr. Trump offered his plan in a speech on Saturday, but Pelosi called it a non-starter before he spoke. Vice President Mike Pence in a Fox News Sunday interview said the president is willing to compromise.
What the president offered was a good faith compromise to address what is a genuine humanitarian and security crisis on our southern border and end the government shutdown.
Also on Fox News Sunday, Representative James Clyburn says President Trump has to get federal workers back on the job before the Democrats will negotiate.
Open the government up right away. Let's not hold the American people, especially the federal workers, hostage to these negotiations. And hopefully we will open with what he has put on the table. And let's go back and forth on this and see where we can find common ground.
On ABC's This Week, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand shared the same sentiments.
If he really wants to work on comprehensive immigration reform, open the government and then sit down with Democratic leaders to actually work on the stuff that needs to get done.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he plans to bring Mr. Trump's proposal to a vote in the coming days, although he will need some Democratic support to win approval. 800,000 workers, furloughed or forced to work without pay, are set to miss their second check next Friday. Many public services are unavailable to Americans during the closure. Students at a Kentucky Catholic school who were involved in a video showing them mocking Native Americans after a Washington rally could face expulsion. In a joint statement, the Diocese of Covington and Catholic High School apologized and said they are investigating. This is VOA News. Congo's capital was calm Sunday with residents attending church after the Constitutional Court confirmed the presidential election victory of Felix Tshisekedi. It was not clear if the population would heed runner-up Martin Fayulu's call for nonviolent protest against the court ruling. Tshisekedi said early Sunday the court's decision to reject claims of electoral fraud and declare him president was a victory for the entire country. The process of submitting nomination papers for the upcoming presidential vote in Afghanistan concludes Sunday, with President Ashraf Ghani and his ruling coalition partner Abdullah Abdullah among the candidates. They filed just hours before the Independent Election Commission closed the proceedings. The vote scheduled for July 20th is under scrutiny because of the lack of serious reforms to prevent a repeat of previous elections marred by fraud. Chief American peace negotiator Zamay Khalilzad and his team spent several days in neighboring Pakistan, where authorities tried to arrange the next round of U.S.-Taliban talks. A U.S. embassy statement announced Sunday Khalilzad recently visited Islamabad, where he met with Pakistani civilian and military leaders. It said both sides reaffirmed their commitment to advance the Afghan peace process. The Associated Press is reporting Pakistan arrested more than a dozen counterterrorism officers Sunday. This comes one day after the officers shot a couple, their teenage daughter, and a family friend in what the officers had described as a shootout with Islamic State militants. British police have a new warning for Prince Philip following Thursday's serious car crash. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma explains.
Investigators have spoken with Prince Philip after the husband of the Queen was photographed apparently driving without wearing a seatbelt just 2 days after he was involved in a serious car crash. Now Norfolk police say suitable words of advice have been given to the driver. Philip was driving another Land Rover when he was involved in the violent collision in which two women in a Kia car were injured. A nine-month-old baby boy in the Kia was unhurt. Philip had to be helped out of the overturned vehicle, but wasn't injured. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The world's oldest man died Sunday in Japan at 113 years old. Reuters' Saskia O'Donoghue has more on the life of Masaso Nonaka.
Nonaka was confirmed as the oldest living man by Guinness World Records in his hometown of Oshoro in northern Japan last year. A farmer and lumberjack in his youth, Nonaka later ran a hot spring resort in Oshoro where he raised two sons and three daughters. A document kept by local welfare authorities described how he regularly soaked himself in the sulfur-rich hot springs and also had an insatiable appetite for sweets.
Nearly 5,000 flights were canceled Sunday around the U.S. due to a major winter storm with warnings or advisories for part of all at least 15 states. I'm Nicole Libous, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, dance, all the hits and more.